Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
And I just pray that God will somehow make this real to me, that every day when I get up, I want to spend time with him. I want to talk to him. That's important. Absolutely. Listen to his voice. But how many of us acknowledge him all the time? Learn to be conscious of that. Trust in the Lord most of the time. No, with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In most of your ways, in all of your ways, do what? Acknowledge the book. It says acknowledge him. Oh, God wants us to be personal and real. Now, not private and separate in the wrong sense. But God wants us to absolutely know him, to where we're in a situation and we can say, Lord, you've allowed this. And I know you're right here with me. What are you trying to show me? How am I supposed to handle this? What's your will in this? And God, I tell you, God will lead us and teach us in ways that we have not imagined before now. Boy, do I need this. And Paul understood enough to talk about the ministry is, I get it. I know what's happening. I know why I'm having to go through such hard things. God's got a job on his hands to change a guy like me and to make me fit to express new heaven's life in me. But praise God, I get it. I understand it. He's putting that today. He's putting me in a situation where I've got to say, yes, Lord, I surrender. Your will, not mine. And something is dying and it's losing its hold. I'm saying no. I'm treating it as something that is gone and dead. And I'm focused on one thing. Because all this is going to go away anyway. There's no purpose to live for down here. No value. I don't care how many people you pack into your church. People are looking at outward things and valuing things by that. But God help me and every one of us to embrace whatever God brings our way, because we know it's taking us to a perfect place in him. It's bringing forth newness of life. And yes, this is the foundation of everything he did, but you see where it goes back to. It's not just, oh, I want to be the greatest missionary that's ever lived. I'm writing books of the Bible. I'm teaching, I'm this, I'm that. It wasn't about him at all. He understood. He has called me, and I'm going to have to get to my goal the same way my Savior did, by letting it all go, whatever the process is involved, however painful it may be, whatever it takes to say, no, I don't want that, I renounce it, I'm going to do it. And I'm not even going to complain. Now I've really gone too far, right? Does God have a job to do on you? Yeah, he's got one to do on me. And here is Paul, well into his ministry, been mightily used of God, suffered amazing things in his experience, writing to these believers, powerful servant of God. And yet his sense was, this is what matters, this is what defines my life, this is what I want. And I haven't arrived. I understand, too, that I'm on a journey here. This was mentioned several times this morning, the balance between realizing that I haven't arrived and yet God can actually use me right here where I'm at if I'll just agree with him. All of this is about agreeing with God, recognizing what it is that he's doing and agreeing with it and cooperating with it in an actual sense, but not just as a religious formula, as a person to walk with who's real. Do you believe that Jesus is here as well as on a throne? God has given him that power through the Spirit to be here, to be everywhere he needs to be in person. We can talk to him. We can listen to him. We can be taught by him. We can say, well, didn't he say, take my yoke and learn from me? For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And that rest is not dependent on circumstance. It's awful easy to equate, you know, being in need and going to God as God fix it. And of course, how many times have we pointed out Paul's example that was referred to a while ago, where he went to God, God fix it, this is bad, and God said, no, it isn't. This is, I sent this because you got a problem, Paul, with pride. You want to serve me, but your pride's going to get in the way if I don't do something about it. I know something about you you don't know. And I know what it takes. And what I need from you is trust. I need you to come to me with a willingness that if this is the path that it takes to serve me, you're willing to do it. You're willing to be in prison. You're willing to be to be embattled with spirits or whatever form this was, whether it was physical or whatever it was. Doesn't matter. If it's something our old nature doesn't like and we have to put up with it, and that's God's plan, then what's God looking for from us? Faith, trust, thanksgiving. Those are choices. And looking to him and realizing that when bad stuff happens, he's not just off there somewhere shouting down to instructions. He's holding our hand. The same one who was made perfect by what he suffered is still experiencing those things by living in us. You think about that? You ever thought about that? One time he walked the earth and did all the stuff that he experienced, all that stuff. He's still experiencing it. If you are, and he's in you, again, if my toe is hurting, is not my head involved and knows about it and cares? Yeah. There's an absolute connection that God has made. Thank God that we're not alone. We absolutely have someone who lives in us and with us. And so that's what Paul is after. Let me go back to where I started. I want to know Christ. Oh, that's how personal is that to you? When you're going through something, do you want to know? Do you realize God wants you to learn something about him from being with him, talking to him, and realizing he cares? Oh, the devil will do anything he can. He wouldn't want to be with somebody like me. Or, boy, I'm uncomfortable with that. He might have to look at some of the stuff that I'm looking at or do some of the stuff that I'm doing. God help us. God help us to be so connected and understanding of what he wants and agreeing with it, that whatever it takes for him to change me and put the stuff to death that would ruin me and hinder him, Lord, do whatever it takes to make that happen and give me and bring me to the place where resurrection life is what happens, because that's where he's going with this. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection. This is experiential. And participation in his sufferings, fellowship. So what does that bring? Becoming like him in his death. When he died, Paul says in Romans 6, he died to sin. It was a renunciation. It was a choice to say no to the world, no to the old life, no to everything that was wrong. Even if it takes my life away, praise God, I choose God. I choose his way. You realize that's what it takes? What did Jesus say about, not just about the cross that was assigned to him, is there one for us? Whoever would be my disciple, whoever wants to follow me, must do what? Take up the cross. Sounds like it's something that I need to do. I need to say, Lord, help me. I get why you saved me. I was a mess, Lord. And even if I thought I was something like Paul did, oh, when I see it in your light, you're going to show me all the needs that are there. But then you're going to show me where you're taking me. Lord, whatever it takes, that's what matters. That's what matters. And so, Lord, just do it. Now, of course, we know that God only works in some things, right? Oh, wait a minute. Romans 8:28, in all things, God is at work in those who love him, those who are called according to his purpose. And what's the purpose? To conform us, to change us, to conform us to what? The image of his Son. That's where he's going with this. Oh, Paul understood this. He said, yes, that's what it's all about. Lord, do whatever you got to do. But again, this is another thing that was pointed out this morning, and rightly so. You can go in many different ditches. One of them is it's all about what's this private stuff that's happening with me. Me and Jesus, we're cool. He's working in me. He's helping me to say no to this and say no to that. But that wasn't all there was to Paul's life, was it? That was a means to an end so that Paul could literally, now he could go out and he could do stuff and it would be the Lord in him doing it, not him. More and more. And yet, even then he said, I haven't got there yet. I'm on the road. Every day I'm having to leave stuff in the behind. I'm having to forget it and realize I messed up. Lord's teaching me. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me. I can forget I don't have to carry that burden. I can leave it and I can move forward. But Lord, every day I want to be more like you. I want to have more of that life in control. That's what it comes down to. Okay? Becoming like him in his death, and so means as a result. Now he says somehow, that's the translation here, but it doesn't mean, oh, it's vague, it's just maybe it's going to happen, maybe it's not. It's just that whatever it takes, because I don't understand everything that it takes. I don't know all that's wrong with me, and he does, and he loves me. And everything he's doing is not a matter of condemnation. It's a matter of love to release me from a prison, the prison house of sin. Praise God. And so somehow, what am I doing? I'm attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now, that sounds like the devil could twist that in your mind and say, boy, if I live up to it, someday I'll be raised from the dead. Is that what he's talking about? In the context, he's talking about exactly what he said at the beginning of that verse. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to understand resurrection life as opposed to Adam's life. And so what he's doing is taking me through a process where I am attaining more and more of that. I'm learning how to live that instead of me. And the Lord's taking me through whatever it takes to make that happen. Wow. I'll tell you, I want to know this Christ. And I don't want to have this, boy, I'm not so sure about that. I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm afraid of that. What's he going to say when he finds out about it? Like he doesn't know.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.